Rise and shine. Let's get her going, gang. Good morning from Rosie on the house. Wrapping up the outdoor living segment with John Eisenhower last hour, we now roll into the open phone hour, where we throw the lines open, we clear all the phone calls, all the lines, and ask you to ring in with whatever it is you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's a toll-free number. Don't call the radio station you're currently listening to us on. We're actually broadcasting over 6 stations, 9 different signals. You call the one toll-free universal access number, 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE-4U, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. You have a project that you've been putting off to start till after the first of the year. Well, guess what? It's January 14th, 2017. Time to get her started. Or maybe there was a project you were waiting to finish. I recently met a client about a remodeling project. And it was a fairly big project. And there was obviously a lot of very fine work already done at her home, at their home. And we were looking at it, and she kind of just waved her arm and said, yes, my husband built that staircase. And it was a nice staircase put together really, really well. And I said, well, with talent like that here at the house, why do you need me? She said, well, that staircase took 3 years.
Oh, quality takes time.
I mean, but it looked good. And I'll bet you he was 2 weeks ahead of schedule
the entire
3 years. I bet you if you'd have asked him, he was ahead of schedule.
Maybe even three from time to time.
Oh, yeah. So if you've got a project, give us a ring. I'm Rosie. My son Romy is here in the captain's seat. They don't let me push any buttons because invariably I push the wrong button and we start broadcasting, you know, in another language. Jennifer, my sweet wife, is out today. There was a class she was particularly interested in attending. So we have Jen Gura from our office at Rosie on the House call screening. You dial that number, 1-888-767-4348. Jen will grab your call, find out your name, where you're calling from, and what project it is you'd like a little help or guidance on. That's why we show up every single Saturday morning. And Mike Reisch, our program engineer, along with Bree, will make sure all the technical aspects of the broadcast go without a hitch. What a fabulous start to a new year. When was the last time you lived in Arizona and hadn't seen the sun in 7 days?
I wouldn't call it fabulous. I've been missing it.
Well, I don't know, but it's worth our sacrifice for what is being delivered into the California Sierra Nevadas.
I won't argue that.
Man, they are really getting a nice dose. And anytime we can start a new year with this kind of moisture event, it just puts me in a positive mood for the whole first 6 months, waiting for that nice, delicious, generous monsoon to hit us about June, July, and August. So hopefully we'll get a nice, delicious year. I was actually out driving the desert recently, and there is a green up going on right at the ground level. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't, and we're in the home improvement section of the show, but I'm going to give this to you as a personal friend tip because it's my goal to be your best friend. If you haven't put pre-emergent down in your yard yet, do it quickly to save yourself all the weeding time coming this spring. We are going to have a nice, healthy weed crop. Get your pre-emergent down now. In many instances, for many young weeds, it'll be too late, but at least you'll get it down and get it started. The phones at our office at Rosie Remodeling are absolutely ringing off the hook. With every conceivable type of project imaginable. And I'm going to tell you why that is. I'm visiting people in their homes And there is a resounding confidence in the housing market that I haven't seen since 2006 for 10 years.
11. I guess we're just starting 17.
Just starting 17. And a big part of that has to do with the fact that Phoenix is projected to be the number one residential real estate market in the entire country. Equity is back. And baby, when equity is back, remodeling is busy.
And it's been a long time, so there's a lot of projects that just have, as things do, add up on you.
I'm meeting someone the end of this month, and right now we're setting appointments out between 3 and 4 weeks. But I just made an appointment yesterday with someone that bought a house near North Mountain, and they bought it in 2010.
Good time to buy.
That's exactly what I said. I said, well, your timing was right. And he was giggling on the other side of the phone. He said, oh, yes, it was. So, boy, I had a prior employee text me yesterday. They needed a water heater replacement. Melissa needed a water heater replacement in one of her rental properties. You know, how genius is Melissa when she was buying condos in 08 and 09 and 10 for under $40,000. I mean, her mortgages on these things are under $250. She's leasing them for $1,100 and $1,200. Opportunity is just under your nose if you know where to look and, more importantly, when to look. Be in a position to take advantage of it. All of that said, I would like to just put a little rosy warning out there on the street. Let's not get carried away. I was actually meeting a client 2 weeks ago who is planning a project based on the bank's appraisal of the property after the remodel was completed. So the house is worth, let's say the house is worth $300,000 right now. The bank was saying with the remodel completed, it was going to be worth about $550,000.
That's a remodel. Okay.
It's a pretty good remodel. So their value's $3 million. It's going to go to $550,000. Now the remodel is almost $400,000. So he's going to have $700,000 in a house that's worth $550,000. But the bank was going to loan 110% of the appraised value of the remodeled home. So he was going to get about $600,000. And I looked at him and I said, you know, deja vu. I visited with a lot of people like you back in 2002 and 2003 and 2004.
They're living in apartments now.
I said, don't, please don't do this. Oh, my goodness. So lots of emails coming in. The phone lines are just ringing off the hook. We've got a full bevy of callers here waiting to get online with us this morning.
In a specific case, if that's the last home you was ever going to live in, and it's the remodel that they've always dreamed of, and the location's right, and he's going to live long enough to pay off that mortgage, and he has the staying power to go through a couple cycles, because over a 30-year time, you're going to see a few more up and down cycles.
Oh.
So if he can withstand that payment for 30 years, you know, that there may be an argument to enjoying the home you're living in just the way you want it. But I will tell you, between now and 30 years, your needs are going to change. What you want from your home's going to change. Your lifestyle's going to change. That's a hard one to sell an argument for.
Well, I don't know. I just can't see living a slave to your home. Your home is supposed to be your retreat, your private habitat, your getaway. You know,
not your bondage.
Not your bondage. Not the number one source of your anxiety. I mean, when you pull in the driveway at night, you want to be able to breathe out that exhale of health. Just, yes, my castle, I'm here. I am the king of my domain. Turn on your favorite music. Pour your favorite glass of whatever. Sit in your favorite chair and just soak up the aura of being the king of your castle. Other than staying awake all night long wondering how in the world am I going to make the next mortgage payment? Oh, man. Please, folks, let's go with a measure of caution. If, I can tell you this, I was suspicious interest rates were going to start spiking up. And in the heyday, I bought some real estate with no money down on stated income at higher interest rates. But they were all on adjustable mortgages. So they dropped to almost nothing, and I converted them all to fixed at 3.5% interest. I'm tickled to death. If you're in the market for refinancing something or buying something, don't forget to go to rosieonthehouse.com and find our financing partner, Galaxy Lending Group. Harold warned me. He said, Rosie, it's been a long time since you bought any real estate or refinanced anything. You're not going to believe how much different the process is. Man, was he right. Holy cow. But he kept my eyes open. We didn't hit any potholes in the road. There weren't any barricades I couldn't jump. And he perfectly navigated me through the entire process. So Galaxy Lending Group would be my recommendation for any of you trying to get out of those adjustable rate mortgages. Now is a perfect time to jump in.
Keith is on the line, wants to talk about cracks in a new home he just bought. Andy wants to talk about his neighbor's remodel. Nick wants to talk about fluorescent lights in his garage. And Eric wants to talk about a shower door that's leaking. And one open line at 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923. It's Rosie on the house.